Yeah, exciting day for our family.
Is she the last one to graduate?
She's the very first one.
The first
so,
one.
Yeah, this one is, from what I hear, the most difficult one for the wife, which I could agree with at this point. A lot of emotion behind it, but both, you know, joy and then on the other aspect, a little bit of feeling of that, you know, you're letting your thunder go, right? So.
What's the name of your daughter?
Grace, G-R-A-C-E.
Does she like sports as well?
She was an athlete in high school, but she's really focused as a student. So she's going to, she got accepted to the Marshall School of Business at USC. So she's excited about that.
For that, you have to pay a lot of money now.
She got a merit scholarship, full ride.
Oh, wow, that's even better.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Fight on.
Right?
They say there.
What's ironic about that is in college, SC was always one of our real big rival games, even though we weren't in the conference together.
Yeah.
Tuesday midweek, they bring their band to the stadium.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Better bully you guys.
Right? Right in time. Perfect.
Good song.
Good song. Good song. Good song.
Yeah.
I think Brad will be able to handle himself.
Who?
Brad.
Austin. Oh, I think Brad's going to be just fine. Yeah.
It's going to be Saturday or going to be whole weekend?
Just Saturday. Yeah. I got a morning flight, 5:55 a.m., and graduation starts at 9, so. Yeah, knock on wood. It all goes well.
What are you looking at the bumps for?
We'll be done, so we'll be at the house. The game will be on TV. I'll be celebrating with my family. So.
Can you re-explain what happened on the play last night? Was he ruled out of the baseline?
So it's an interference call. The home plate umpire determined that he didn't have both feet in the box, and that's, you know, the interpretation of both feet, whether it's on the line, counts as in the box. The last part of that play. Did he interfere with the ability of the first baseman to make a play on the baseball? So, you know, it's a judgment call on his end, and unfortunately we ended up on the wrong end of that judgment call.
What was your argument?
My argument was the latter. You know, I did feel he was running down the baseline. I did feel that there wasn't a legitimate play to be had on our, you know, at first base, and that the throw, our runner had no impact in impeding the first baseman's ability to catch the baseball. The throw was in foul territory regardless. And if we had been in that portion of the area to run in, where you, I guess, are supposed to step on the bag with your left foot, the ball probably hits our base runner.
That's what most of the players were saying, talking to some players, and they were saying that because it doesn't make any sense, because the guy didn't have a chance to make a play anyway.
So that was my argument, and I couldn't win that argument.
That's not a reviewable.
No.
In the replay world, which, because plays that are in front of umpires are not reviewable, because we like to replay a lot of some of the other things, like stolen bases, like, you know, this much off the bat. Would you like to see it expanded, or do you feel like there's enough of Pandora's box already out there?
I never want to keep my, you know, my personal opinion isn't going to impact how they move forward with that rule. I've always had an issue with that rule. Just because as a base runner, you're expected to run in foul territory and then come back and touch the base. I've never understood that. But in terms of expanding replay and whether we should, you know, review that play, I really don't have an opinion one way or the other.
And because it's a right-hand batter, his first two steps are so far in, on the grass anyway, because that's just his natural path to still try to veer over.
Yeah,
which makes it even more of a challenge.
It is more of a challenge to get over to that side of the baseline.
Do you think that they're too strict in interpreting the rules, or there should be more leeway in
umpires do a great job. It's not an easy job by any measure. So he's doing his best to get that call right. He wants to get that call right. And based on, they get judged on every call they make, all the strikes, outs on bases. So, you know, I know Mark real well, and I respect, you know, him as an umpire and the job he does, and for all of them. You know, I think that they are under a lot of pressure to get the calls right and do their best to judge by the rule book.
That's his call the whole way, right? There was never an inkling of checking with the guy over at first.
Yeah, he's no, it's a home plate umpire's call.
You guys decided Moses is going to start?
Yeah, so Steven will start tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, everything went well, and his first official rehab day will be tomorrow in a game with Vegas.
Do you know position?
I believe tomorrow he will catch.
Wow.
It's going to be a wait and see to see how many lengths do I need before he thinks about actually.
Yeah, see how it falls. See how his body handles. I wouldn't say he's going to have patience, but he will, you know, listen to his body.
Yeah.
But I know him very well, and I know he wants to get back here and help his team.
Piscotty?
Piscotty is, again, just continuing forward. It's a day-to-day.
Has he been out on the field?
He's only run.
On a treadmill or outside?
He ran yesterday on outside.
But you guys don't have a positive record. But if you look at all the results, in most of those games you compete, you lose by two runs. Maybe somebody attacked you in the end or something like that. Is there any special satisfaction on that, knowing that at least you're competing every day?
As we spoke about in spring training, the goal is to compete. The goal is to win every day. And, you know, as you spoke, like, we haven't had the results we've wanted. We've lost 8 one-run games. And in those losses, there's a one-run game. There's a little bit of luck that's involved in the decision-making throughout that game. But you have to stay positive. And I think the positive in that is this team doesn't give up. They've got a lot of fight to them. And I think there's very few games that we've been out of where we haven't had an opportunity to tie or bring the winning run to the plate. So it speaks to their grind, their grit. You know.
I don't know if you saw this today, but Gabe Kapler said that for the time being, he is not going to be out for the national anthem as a way to display his thoughts on what's going on in the country right now with gun violence. We haven't asked you that happened, but do you have any thoughts on what happened in Baltimore?
My heart goes out to all the families. Having kids of my own, can't imagine the pain that the families are going through.
Still waiting for the doctor for himself.
You know, he's still going through his treatments, but we're still waiting for the doctor to come back into town to get a second opinion.
Yeah,
Dalton Jeffries, the second opinion. We're still waiting on the doctor.
Thank you. Are there some things happening offensively? 40 games in, and you go, this is kind of what I thought was going to happen, and I'm pleased with that. And there's some things that are like, yeah, I thought something else would be happening. Just your, like, that overview of what you've seen the first 6 weeks in. With a different kind of club, you know, with a younger club.
We talked about this a lot. The younger players are, you know, you want. want to see this type of trend where they're, you know, they're trending in the right direction, right? They're making adjustments. They're, it's never going to be a work issue. We always work. But you want to see the results in terms of not necessarily the numbers, but the results of the trending performance of the little things that we now measure, right? The swing rate out of zone, the hard hit contact stuff. And I feel like we've done a better job. Offensively, we have done a better job. And numbers will support that as well. You know, looking at the pitching we faced, I did a little scan, which I don't normally do. Martin Perez twice. Sandoval Kidd in Anaheim twice. So there's four games right there that we faced two of the top 10 pitchers in the American League. So we still have to go win baseball games. But I do like what I'm seeing offensively with the guys.
Kevin Smith or Christian Pache, those are younger major league players anyway. To your point, are you seeing enough of that trend that you're talking about? Even though the numbers may say one thing, but the other analytics that you're looking at suggests they're moving in the direction we want them to move.
Yeah. Big picture with those two kids. And, you know, staying patient, understanding there's going to be ups and downs, and there's, you know, but yet at the end of the day, it is a performance-based industry and level, and you know, I like those two players have contributed over the last 10 days to the offense, and they're making adjustments, and they're learning here. You know, they're learning a lot about how difficult it is to hit here at this level, how much better the pitching is at this level, as opposed to AAA right now.
A lot of observation. We only have been two Venezuelan pitchers with a better ERA after 9 starts ever. Johan Santana and Félix Hernández.
Wow.
That's Martin Perez.
That was unbelievable.